Apropos of that, kind of something I was thinking about too is how useful the reflection on karma has been to me at watching my, you know, this person kind of disappear through the course of Alzheimer's, and also just other loss in life, and in contemplating one's own death, as Edward pointed to. So that as my stepmother was dying, and after talking with Ajahn Kunadamo, we had talked about the benefit of, you know, one of the most important things being creating or maintaining a sense of calm around the dying person. I just reflected so much on my stepmother's life, even as her capacities kind of seemed to go down the drain. And she was really a good person. She did, I mean, she after she was divorced and left with three young kids, she became a lawyer and she became a child advocate and guardian for children and served on the grand jury in Los Angeles County and just had such integrity and such love of children. And that really helped me with grief as she was dying. And when I would be sitting with her and ready to, you know, break up and not know what to say, I just felt like I could say to her and for myself, you live such a good life. And she went through a period of fear and then seemed to let go. And the last day that she was able to speak, whenever anyone got close to her, she said, so it was just, and that's really like, it was the distillation of who she had been in life. Not that she was perfect, because nobody is, but just that encouragement to reflect on that karma is the only thing we can take with us has been beneficial for me. Mm-hmm.